Come on, how can you take this guy seriously?
The meeting will come to order.
Can you hear it?
You can hear me. Okay. The meeting please come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Ball?
Here.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Collins?
Here.
Mr. Patrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Renner?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Patrick?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, take down the roll call. We have 11 present. Mr. Rasmussen.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I would like to announce that President Bullock and Councilmember Powers are both traveling back. I believe they're someplace in the States at this point. Their boat was a little slow leaving China, but they are on their way back. I would also like to invite any council members to have any further announcements at this time. Councilman Sheldon?
Yeah, Mr. Pro Tempore, I'll be withdrawing the ordinance 15-080 and will be introducing a replacement ordinance on under line item L, ordinance 15-086.
Thank you, Councilman Sheldon. Likewise, ordinance number 15-085 would not be introduced tonight. It would also be introduced under item L, a substitute number 1 to ordinance number 15-05. I would also like to announce that each member of the public would be allowed 3 minutes to speak on any of the items that are on council agenda for this evening. Additionally, members of the public will be given a 3-minute time frame to speak at the end of this meeting on county issues that are not included on tonight's agenda. We'll move on to introductions of ordinances.
Mr. President.
I'm sorry, Councilor. Pro Tem.
Yes, under announcements, I will be leaving ordinance 15-070 on the table.
Thank you, Councilor Smalley. Any other announcements from members of council? We'll move on to introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 15081, amend the pay plan rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, AFSCME, AFL-CIO affiliate local 1607, to increase the pay grade of chief field supervisor. Ordinance 15082, amend the grants budget appropriate $30,000 in federal matching funds to the Port Penn Flood Mitigation and Sea Level Rise Adaption Study Grant to be administered by the Newcastle County Department of Land Use. Ordinance 15083, revised zoning map, Brandy 100, West Side Shipley Road, north of Parkside Drive and south of the Lane Swim Club. 8.419 acres from S Suburban to ST Suburban Transition, and to amend the 2012 comprehensive plan consistent therewith. Ordinance 15084, revised Chapter 40 of the Newcastle County Code, also known as Unified Development, UDC, regarding the establishment of an open lands zoning district.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We will move on to reports from select and special committees. Finance Committee meeting. Mr. Smalley.
Yes, Finance Committee met at 1:30 today upstairs, 8th floor conference room. We discussed a couple of contract authorizations on tonight's agenda and approved several grants.
Thank you, Councilman Smalley. Land use, Councilman Tackett.
That'd be me.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. I'll defer to co-chair.
That'd be me.
This thing.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Today we had one item on the agenda, which will be introduced tonight. It's 15-022, and it's Councilman Weiner's in his district at the Brandywine Hunter, and we had a couple discussions on a couple other things.
Thank you, Councilman Redder. The executive committee met this afternoon at 4 o'clock. On our agenda, we approving the revised position of description for chief purchasing agent pursuant to Newcastle County Code section. We also discussed to provide a part-time holiday bonus of $750 to each Newcastle County employee that is sponsored by Councilman Sheldon. We also went into executive session to have discussion about litigation strategies relating to a suit from ABC versus Newcastle County. And we had a brief introduction of Anita Sterling, who is a candidate for Library Advisory Board. And Lou Henkel, one of our legislative aides, also provided us with an update on the separate email system for the Newcastle County Council. We'll move on to the consent calendar. I would like to note that if an item on the consent calendar is objected by a council member or a member of the public wishes to obtain additional information about the proposed legislation, or if a council member intends to offer an amendment to a resolution, seek additional information, or state a conflict, it shall be removed from the consent calendar and voted upon separately. Are there any items on the consent calendar which any council member wants to remove? Seeing none, is there anyone from the public who wishes to have an item removed from the consent calendar? Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 15148, extending sympathy to the family and friends of Dr. Donnell Lee Guy, Sr. Resolution 15149, honoring the life of William V. McGlinchey. Resolution 15150, honoring the life of Mrs. Rosalie Ann Reason.
Is there any presentations to be made tonight by members of council? I'm sorry, I'd like to call on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Consent calendar is adopted. Now we can move on to presentations. Does any member of council wish to make a presentation today? Seeing none, we'll move on to consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Resolution 5th. Councilman Smalley?
No, go ahead. I'll be handling them. That's all.
Okay, Resolution 15151. Councilman Smalley?
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I would request a resolution number 15-151 be read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Resolution 15151, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the Newcastle Conservation District for the repair of the public safety building stormwater management to bring into code compliance for the Department of Special Services in the amount of $43,600.
I believe the title says it all.
Thank you, Councilman. Does anyone from council have questions or comments relating to this particular resolution? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public. Does anyone from the public wish to speak to the subject of this resolution? I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Resolution 15151 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to Resolution 15152. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I requested Resolution 15-152 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 15152, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the State of Delaware Division of Communications for yearly maintenance contract for volunteer fire service high band paging system for the Department of Public Safety in the amount of $63,160.
Councilman Smalley.
Yes, I believe the title more than adequately describes the content of the resolution.
Thank you, Councilman Smalley. Does anyone from council have a question or comment regarding this particular resolution? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public. Anyone wishing to speak on this resolution from the public, please come forward. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Resolution 15-152 is hereby adopted. We will move on to resolution 15-153. I move that resolution 15-153 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Can I get a second?
Second. Second.
Resolution 15-153, approving revised position description for chief purchasing agent pursuant to Newcastle County Code Section 26.03105F.
This afternoon in our meeting, we did have the chief human relations officer speak to this particular resolution as well as our purchasing agent. Are there any further questions for members of council regarding this particular resolution? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public. Any comment from any member of the public regarding this particular resolution? I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President pro tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Resolution 15-153 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to ordinances. Ordinance 15-022, Mr. Weiner.
I ask that ordinance 15-022 be read by title and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 15-022, revised zoning map, Brandywine 100 Northeast Side, Brandywine Parkway, north of Bridal Drive. 1.838 acres from F suburban to CR commercial regional and to amend the 2012 comprehensive plan consistent therewith.
Councilman Wyatt.
Thank you. This application concerns a building on the Brandywine Town Center grounds, Concord Pike and Neiman's Road. It's owned by Acadia Brandywine subsidiary, or as it's known, Acadia. It's the property title owner of the Brandywine Town Center. The building along the eastern side of the Ring Road previously was built and served as the Delaware State Police headquarters substation. Because of budgetary constraints, ceased being used as such and became repurposed as Acadia Realty's headquarters. Unbeknownst to both our owners or the community, apparently it was improper usage given the zoning category. So the applicant contacted me. I suggested that he work with the Council of Civic Organizations of Brandywine 100 and the surrounding communities, specifically Brandywine 100 and the village of Brandywine. They did so, and those communities are supportive of this application with certain contingencies, which are in fact consistent with the Planning Board and Land Use Department's recommendation, and they are that there be deed restrictions running in favor of, instead of the county, it would be CCOBH and Brandywine Hunt, limiting the new zoning category from CR to only office use, also serving the dual purpose of a community meeting room. The Planning Board recommendation was consistent with Land Use Department, and as such, we're brought this application today. I know there's a representative. We did hear from the representative today, but if council would like to hear from the applicant's representative, council is here for that purpose.
Thank you, Mr. Warner. First, I think you've done an excellent job in bringing forth this rezoning for this 1.8 acres of land in Brandywine 100. Does any member of council have any additional comments or questions on this particular? Councilman Cartier.
Yeah, I would just have a request for the record, because we are rezoning this to commercial regional, which is the same zoning that is the base zoning for the Brandywine Town Center. I'd just like the attorney for the applicant to state on the record that there's a restriction about it being used as a commercial retail site.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. At this time, I'll ask the representative for the applicant to come forward. Thank you. Councilman Cardini, would you repeat your question, please?
Yes, sir. Just for the record, so members of councils are clear, and it goes on the recording, that we are looking at a proposed rezoning of this site from S to commercial regional, and I would like just a recitation of the deed restriction that will prevent this site from being used as a commercial or retail facility that is permissible under the base zoning that we are proposing to rezone it to.
Thank you, Councilman, and thank you to the council and to Councilman Bob for his assistance for this matter. My name is Michael Hockman, HOCHMAN, from Monzac, Mersky, McLaughlin, Browder. I'm representing the applicant here, Acadia Brandywine Subsidiary, LLC. To the councilman's request, the declaration of restrictions, which has been circulated and will be submitted, includes a restrictive covenant in paragraph 3, which reads that declaring covenants that the property shall be used only for purposes of management offices for the owner of the Brandywine Town Center and as community meeting space available for public use. These covenants shall be covenants running with the land in perpetuity and shall be binding upon the declaring successors and assigns, CCOBH or its successor and Brandywine Hunt or its successor.
Thank you.
You might may want to stand there for a minute and see if there's any other questions. Councilman Redder.
Thank you. I don't know if Councilman Weiner or representative of the applicant can answer this. There is a professional building up there. I don't know if it's on the property or is that separate. Talking about doctor's offices, 3,400, I think it is. Can you elaborate on that? Is that part of that land or is that separate?
Mr. President, I can address that, and maybe Mr. Hockman can elaborate if needed.
That's fine. You can speak for
that. That was a separate out parcel which was owned by the predecessor in title, the Rollins Organization, and it was sold separately. Actually, was held by a separate previous property owner that held out for a higher dollar, and then the Rollins Organization finally purchased it, and then they sold it to the corporation, I believe it was Commonwealth or some of their partners, which developed it as this medical office building.
One more question. Is that deed restricted also? Do you know?
I don't know that.
Okay.
It's a separate parcel.
Okay. I didn't know
yes.
if there was a deed restriction on it or not.
Councilman Street.
I guess all this means there'll never be a racetrack again. I can't get much
of that. Keep hope alive, Councilman Street.
No, they run.
Any other comment or questions from members of council? Seeing none, I'll turn it over to the public. Any comments or questions from the public on this particular resolution, this particular ordinance, I'm sorry. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, I would like to remind Council that this is a poll vote, so we will take a poll as you vote. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Ball?
Yes, Madam Clerk, I am voting yes based upon the recommendation, conditional approval recommendation of both our land use and planning board, as well as its consistency with zoning and use of nearby properties.
Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier.
I am voting yes based on the conditional approval of land use department and based on the working set of deed restrictions that have been agreed to by the nearby community and civic umbrella organization.
Ms. Diller.
I'm voting yes based on the consistency with zoning and use of nearby properties.
Mr. Hollins?
I'm voting in the affirmative in support of the Land Use Department's recommendation.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation of the Department of Land Use and the consistency with the surrounding area.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta?
I'm voting yes in agreement with the land use and with the neighborhood in question.
Mr. Shelton?
I'm also voting in the affirmative based upon the land use department recommendation.
Mr. Smiley?
I am voting yes in support of the land use recommendation.
Mr. Street?
Should have kept it a racetrack. I vote yes in support of this
part. Mr. Tackett?
I'll be supporting the land use recommendation, and I am voting yes.
Mr. Weiner?
I'm voting in the affirmative based upon the positive recommendation from the Land Use Department and the Planning Board and the support from the immediate and surrounding community civic organizations.
Mr. Press Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes and absent.
Ordinance number 15022 is hereby adopted. Ordinance number 15070, substitute number 1 to ordinance number 14089, substitute number 2 to ordinance 14090 are on the table, and the sponsors have agreed to, or they have suggested that they remain on the table. That would take us over to item J. I don't believe there are any item J items for tonight's agenda. No items A's for tonight's agenda, which moves us over to item L. Under item L, we have substitute number 1 to 15080. It's under my sponsorship, and it's for intro.
85.
85, I'm sorry, 085. And we also have ordinance number 15086, introduced by Mr. Selden. It's also for introduction.
Substitute number 1 to ordinance 15085, to provide a one-time bonus payment of $750 to certain full-time active county employees in recognition of their dedicated commitment to the citizens of Newcastle County. Ordinance 15086, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for unclassified employees of county council, to provide a one-time holiday bonus of $750 to eligible full-time Newcastle County Council employees in November 2015, in recognition of their giftbacks during austere times and their outstanding efforts, which contributed to a budget surplus.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. There will be no action taken on these items tonight. It's only there for the introduction, and it will be voted upon on council's next meeting. Does anyone from the public wish to address county council on any county business tonight?
Twice. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Thank you very much.
Mr. President, just pro tem, just something for all of council, just a reminder, next Tuesday at the Land Use Committee.